Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The problem seems
right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Therefore,
I don't need
to be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not staying free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Oh, it's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful day. And I hope that you got your day already. Matter of fact, if you want to make the Lord laugh, tell him what you got planned for today. Oh, he'll be laughing. He'll be just laughing so much. Tell him what you got on your plate today. But this is a beautiful morning. And after all the rain that we've had and everything, I'm hoping that everybody's safe. And this is still in the summertime with kids out of school and whatever adventures that you've had, whether you've taken them out of town or you went to Wally World or wherever you went. I'm hoping that all of that turns out to be safe for you and that you'll have a good time and enjoy your family. I do know that there's still some people who are struggling with trying to work with their kids out of school at the same time, daycare, nurse. I see you, and I know what's going on in your life. And so it's not all about this church thing. That's a big part of it, but it's not all about that. I know some of you are still struggling on your job. You're still trying to make some decisions, whether you go up or whether you go down or whether you stay where you are. And some of you are still working on your own family. That's one of the biggest nowadays. Is we've had a lot of divorces. We've had a lot of separations. We've had a lot of people that don't know one way or the other. They're in and out of relationship. They're terrible Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday they're back together. And it's I know what you're going through. And then you got some children that's involved. Some of them have not seen their fathers in several years, and all of a sudden they in their 30s, and now the father popped back up into the wife's life, and then into the daughter's life or son's life, whichever one it is. And life itself, when you just really look at it, sometimes can be pretty complicated, and sometimes we make it complicated. Anytime complications basically come in your life, two things happen. One is you bring it, or somebody else bring it. And it's hard to shake both of them. It's hard to shake both of them, it's because you want to hold on to the person. You know, that's a strange thing for me to say, but I think about it. We try to hold on to people that's dragging us down. I don't know why we do, but we do. It's almost like a big old bag of potatoes. We're dragging through the house all day trying to get what we're trying to get done, and then in our relationships and stuff like that, it's like a big old bag of potatoes. We just keep dragging them. Now, I don't know why we have a tendency to want to carry that kind of weight around when we really can unload that. When Jesus talked about this rich man going through the eye of a camel, he didn't say a rich man couldn't go to heaven. He just said he just got too much baggage going on. In Kentucky, there's a place called Mammoth Cave. If you've never looked it up, look it up online. It's called Mammoth Cave. And inside this cave, which is under the earth, one of the oldest ones in the country, which is under the earth, when you go, there's a place that you go through down there called Fat Man Misery, meaning that you got to be pretty slim to go through that. And that means you got to take some baggage. You got to drop some baggage somewhere. And sometimes this baggage turns out to be one of our closest friends who have for years didn't give you no words of encouragement. Every time you come up with a plan, some kind of way they try to talk you out of it. Well, I just don't know if that's going to work or this doesn't. What you're going to do if this happened and what you're going to do if that happened. If that, drop them people some kind of way. Just kick them to the curb because you don't need them in your life. You need to. This is the day. This is the day that I'm going to encourage you to take on a new leadership in your life. This is the day that I'm going to encourage you, wherever you are right now, get another focus, refocus. Let me please pray for you today to refocus on life, put some other things in perspective, sit down and calculate this thing and see what changes you need. Some of the changes you need to make in your life is that you just need to make them. That's all it is to it. You need to finally make up your mind to make the change. If you don't, it's going to take you to your grave. Matter of fact, we're on the move this morning. I'm on my way now to pick up a family to for the funeral today, for the funeral services today. And so I'm already in the vehicle, and I'm already in the vehicle and on the move this morning to go pick up a family for a funeral. And it must be 11 o'clock today, and see if we can't be a blessing to them some way and somehow. And so we're already starting down the road to try to assist this family today with this funeral. And one thing I know about mankind is that mankind need salvation. We really do. And if we can find salvation if we can just get rid of some of these other little things in our way. But in Acts chapter 2:4 and verse number 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Some kind of way we've got to include that in our lives. Don't be too busy to be churchy. Don't be too busy to put Christ in your life. If you do, I know where you're headed with that. I know exactly where you're headed. I'm getting ready to go to a funeral right now, and I've been to several where I know that people just didn't include Christ in their life at all. This, that, and that's headed for destruction. In James 1 and verse 21, he said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluousness of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your soul. And then John 14, verse number 6, he said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. And then in John 1, verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory as of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. And then, of course, one of the saddest things, one of the saddest passages of scriptures that you could read in the Bible is in Matthew 7 and verse 21, when he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a sad passage. Matter of fact, we have several passages like that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. My prayer to you this morning is that you refocus. Some of you are out of focus, like your glasses sometimes, like your eyes are out of focus, or there are several things that you notice sometimes that's just out of focus. You can't, when you go to the doctor, you can't read that bottom line. When you go to the doctor, you can't read that bottom line. And come and find out that one of your eyes is the weaker than another eye because you can't focus. And so I'm asking you this morning, some kind of way, even with your sickness and with your illness and with your work and your families and school's getting ready to start. Here's the thing. Here's the reason why I'm saying that we need to focus. We know from year to year, if you put your child in school at kindergarten or whatever it is, they at least got 12 years of that coming. Now, you might not want to mention that to your child because it might blow their mind. Once you put them in school, don't keep telling them, well, you got 12 more years to go. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the adults. You know that they got 12 years. You know that they're taking pictures at school. You know that they're going to have several different functions this year, that they're going to ask you for $10, $15, $20 or whatever it is, so that they can participate in that. You know that they're going to have a graduation of some sort, and you know that school is going to be out for the summer, and there are camps and things of that sort are available. Aren't you prepared for any of this stuff? You already know none of this is a secret. Why are you so behind? You already know. Well, I can't send them to camp. You should be getting prepared for that because you know camp is coming up of some sort. And you got to work. So my prayer is that we just some kind of way, some of this stuff that's consistent in our life. I'm not talking about emergencies. I know what emergencies is all about. And some of those emergencies, really not emergencies. because you know this is going to happen. That's why, sometimes like when your refrigerator go out or when your water heater go out or your air conditioner go out, you already know that they're going to go out because they keep making parts for them so that you can repair them and fix them. That ought to be a clue to you right there. That ought to be a clue to you right there that what you have is not going to last forever. What you have is not going to break down. And so, you know, sometimes you can put a little money back just in case the refrigerator go off or just in case this or just in case that. And I know about hard times. I don't think I'm ignorant about that. But I'm just saying sometimes we put ourselves in hard times. Sometimes we make life harder than what it ought to be. And so some of the emergencies are real. They're not really an emergency. We have enough evidence. We have enough things that has gone wrong in our life consistently that lets us know that it's coming back around again. It's coming back around again. This is not the last time that this is going to happen. So we ought to be prepared for our children. They got 12 more years. We already know that. And we know what we need to do. So be prepared to assist them in them kind of things. Don't wait until picture time comes. Say, all they want is money. No, they just want to be paid for the pictures. And you know you want the pictures, and the child wants the pictures too. So I heard somebody say the other day that he needed some money for his rent, for his light, for his water, and for his gas, and in his car, and all that kind of stuff. That's what he was trying to get his daddy to give him. But on the other hand, he had a Nintendo. He had all the little mixings for the little games, things of that sort, and he had all the latest whatever you want to call it on your computer and stuff like that. And so it looked like to me he got the wrong focus. Looked like to me he got the wrong focus. He got the cart before the horse or something of that sort. And so here he come to mama. I need some money for some gas in my car. I need some money for my rent. And your whole house is full of computer stuff. Come on now, there's something backwards about that focus. And then of course we have parents who continue to support them and help them and all this kind of stuff. Parents, you need to start. You need another focus. You need some kind of way. This is a wake up call. You need to show some tough love. You need to show some tough love. Look, you can't have all these computers and all of these mechanisms and stuff like this, and then you can't pay your rent. Something wrong with your focus in this situation. And sometimes some tough love has to come out of that. We are responsible for our children to learn some things. We've fallen short on that. To learn some things, learn some skills, learn what life is about, and not make it so. I know that sometimes you say, well, I just don't want my child to have to go through what I went through. What was wrong with what you went through? It caused you to be focused. It gave you a manhood. It gave you a womanhood. It put you pretty much in the right place in life. To tell them no is not going to kill them. They're not going to die. Well, I just hate, no. All I'm saying is my prayer this morning is refocus. Take time to focus. Take time to make everybody else around you focus. Don't keep falling into that ditch. That ditch is always going to be there, and you're always going to keep falling in. Our prayers this morning for this family that we're going to assist in just a few minutes to bury their loved one. And then those who are on the call, who are in hospice, hospitals, and those who are our caretakers, whatever you might be doing today. And Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And try to have a super-duper week.